Kaufman. Guys, this is going to be an awesome episode with my brother Charlie B. We're going to be talking about two different things today. We're going to be talking about how to get, we're going to talk about how to go viral. And then we're also going to talk about affiliate marketing, because I can only market so much, but if I can have 100 people marketing for me, then I can make 100 times the amount of money. So Charlie, brother, thank you for coming on the show. Thank you for having me on your amazing show. So how are you doing today, brother?
You're very welcome. Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity. Yeah, doing great. Just working on building different stuff, etc., with the AI. And yeah, you're right. When you have like affiliates, like that can be so beneficial for businesses, because, you know, like this is something very interesting. Like all of these big telecommunication companies like AT&T, etc., you might see YouTube ads that by those companies, and they promote the iPhone in those ads. So those companies are basically running ads for Apple, and Apple got these to Apple. These are basically affiliates, right? So, and then I just realized that when you're at that level, you need other people to work for you, basically, in terms of marketing, etc. And that's how even the big companies are doing at the moment.
Okay, and I believe in affiliate marketing, because my mentor, Mr. John Lee Dumas, he makes almost 7 figures a month just by doing affiliate marketing.
Yeah.
And a good thing about affiliate marketing is if I have somebody, say, in the Philippines or in India, and I have them do my affiliate marketing, I don't have to pay the employee taxes. I don't have to do any of that stuff. So talk about the benefits of affiliate marketing.
Absolutely. Obviously, one of them is what you just said, like you don't have to deal with all of the stuff that comes with hiring people, the vacations that you need to give, the sick leaves and this and that, in addition to having office space for those employees, etc. And then also the other thing that you were about to touch, which is if someone from India is promoting your product, chances are like you might not have reached that audience yourself, right? Because like that's a whole different language, whole different continent, etc. So that's also a huge benefit, that you can reach audiences that you might not have reached yourself.
And for some, you know, a lot of people, I don't know, like for me, I've been doing a lot of interviews in Pakistan, Afghanistan, overseas, and my reach is getting a lot bigger, because I may not know Charlie's friends, but Charlie knows his friends, and Charlie's going to introduce me to his friends, and then we all become friends. Because we just think about the United States, but we don't realize how big the world is, and how almost every country is on Facebook, Instagram, and how we need to become a worldwide brand. And if you have affiliate marketing, you could do just that, right?
Yeah, exactly. The interesting thing here is that affiliate marketing is when you financially incentivize referrals, right? And then there are some ways of doing it for free as well. Like if you, for example, give away a free webinar to all of those affiliates, etc. And also another really solid way of getting referrals is when referrals are part of using your product. Like, for example, Facebook. The purpose of Facebook is to communicate with each other. In other words, communicating on Facebook is equal to bringing Facebook more referrals. So using Facebook is equal to bringing Facebook more referrals. and then the people don't have to sign up to the affiliate program or anything. It is extremely seamless. They're just using the product.
But, you know, because like I know you're big on Instagram. I've been following your Instagram. I love your Instagram, by the way. It's amazing how fast it's grown just over the last 30 days. So, and I definitely, we'll definitely talk about that, but you know, if somebody is just starting out in business,
yeah,
how do you set up an affiliate if you don't have a lot of money to start out with?
Yeah, so you mean like setting up the tech of having an affiliate program? Or yeah, you mean like building the community?
I mean, how do you do it? If like if I'm a podcaster, how would you set up an affiliate program for a podcast?
Yeah, so the two steps really. First step is to decide what product you want the affiliates to promote. So most people sell products on their website. So they most people use either WooCommerce or Squarespace or Shopify, etc. So there is a free plugin for all three that applies to all three of these. It's called GoAff Pro, and basically because it's free, you can just sign up to it and you can decide what commissions you want to give to those people. And basically within about 30, 40 minutes, you can have the tech set up for your product.
Now, what products, because I'm sure some products do well with affiliate marketing and some probably not so good. So what are some of the top stuff that actually does really well with affiliate marketing?
Yeah, great question, to be honest. Basically, it depends on one thing, which is what medium do you want the affiliates to promote on? So if it is organic social media content, for example, TikTok or Instagram, in that case, we are thinking about products that do well on social media. And the products that do well are on short form social media content specifically, like TikToks, Instagram Reels, etc. Over there, to be honest, the biggest factor is if that product has a wow factor, where if you look at that product in 1 second, you go, oh, wow, this is something the attention capturing. And it's not even that hard to do. You just take something that is normal and then you just tweak it in such a way that it just evokes curiosity. For example, there I saw a YouTube channel a while back. I don't even remember the name. But basically, what he did was he would take objects that are familiar. So, for example, the US dollar. And then he would put something weird next to it that doesn't go along the way. Like maybe it is a different currency's coin or etc. And that just instantly gets the attention because there's a part of the brain close to either side, close to the ears. I forgot his name, but basically it recognizes objects or anything that is familiar and important to you. So whenever you on the road, when you see the car that is the same model as yours, you go, oh, wow, this is my car. That's that part of the brain right there. So we can use that psychology in social media content as well. So you can have some object that is familiar to people. Now, it can be the US dollar. It can be faces as well. If any celebrities, that's why brand influencer deals work so well. It can be really any face or object that is very familiar, and then you just evoke curiosity in some way.
Okay, now, but now also, because I'm actually releasing an episode tomorrow morning with one of my friends, Anik.
Anik Singhal?
Yep, his episode comes out tomorrow morning. And brilliant. Obviously, you can't just put up anybody's picture on your on a post, and because you're probably either you're going to get sued or you're going to get something taken down. So how do you make sure that you don't get jammed up when you're trying to be cute?
To be honest, I think you are doing this very well, where you have a person on your podcast now. It makes sense that you share your podcast episode, right? And you can have a familiar face, for example, Anik Singhal. Many people know about him. Now, when you have a YouTube thumbnail that includes your face and Anik Singhal's face, they go, oh, wow. Like, his audience will suddenly pay attention to that video, hopefully.
Okay. So now, like, if a person, like for me, I'm about to launch my brand new book. It's probably coming out probably in the next month. How would a person that has a book, how would they push that out was that something, because even if the book is only $20, is that even worth trying to get an affiliate for?
To be honest, I think those are some of the best products for viral affiliate marketing, because a $20 product, anyone can afford it pretty much, right? Whereas if it was a high ticket product, it's a little bit different. Then you can't really do affiliate marketing on social media. In that case, then it would be cold calling, etc. So that's a completely different medium. These are some of the easiest ones, the low ticket products, anything below $100. I used to have an ebook back in the day, and I could tell you what I did with that. It worked really well. And basically, I gave 100% commissions on that ebook. So anyone who got an affiliate sale, they got 100% of the money. And so what happened was everyone got so excited about it. Everyone started promoting that product. And the way I was making money is because in that ebook, I mentioned one of my other paid products that I didn't have an affiliate program for. So once you have that, then you can set up a couple automated emails that give people instructions on what content they can post, content ideas, etc. But if you want to take this to the absolute next level, then something that we do is, you know, Discord, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So we would make a Discord dedicated to the affiliate program. So all of the affiliates are in that Discord. And anyone who makes a... So, you know, if one video goes viral on social media, the next day, if you make a similar video inspired from it, chances are it will also go viral, right? And so what we do is in the Discord, any affiliate who makes a viral video, they post it in the Discord so that everyone else can be inspired by it. Copying is obviously not allowed, but just being inspired from it. And so one viral video is suddenly equal to 10, 20, 30, 100 viral videos, depending on how big the Discord is. So that can really help you scale organic content.
All right. So, and like I said, because you know me, I'm humble as it comes. I'm always willing to learn because I know what I know, but I know I don't know what I don't know. And yeah. When I started following you, I looked at your Instagram.
Yeah.
And for the one page, it's the same picture of a bale of hay. It's a quote. And then there's three hashtags, but they're all blowing up. They're all thousands and thousands of views. So talk to us about what it takes today to go to get a viral or even a static picture to go viral, a video or a static picture.
Yeah, brilliant. So I can talk about why I included hay first thing, and then second thing, why hay is in every post. So the first answer is to the first question is that I basically searched the hashtags in my niche on Instagram, and I noticed that the backgrounds of most of the images are either pink or white or blue, etc. So I did something that was completely different, completely unheard of. So that, again, when someone searches those hashtags, this just suddenly stands out so much. Like all the other posts are like the way you tune a radio, right? You see all the noise and you go, no. Then you hear a signal, someone is speaking. Then you go, oh, wow, yeah, this is the thing I want to hear. And so everything else is the noise, that it is this. Everyone is posting something visually very similar. And then you see something that just stands out so much. That's how I got the first click on that image. And then when people checked out the account and they saw, okay, it's really a paradox. When I had 1,000 followers in a couple of days, I said in the bio, I got 1,000 followers in a couple of days using AI. And people were like, wow, this is interesting. Let me follow this person. And then I got 2,000 and I did the same thing. I edited the bio and I said, look, I got 2,000 followers now. Then it just kept going. But yeah, the core was to be so different from everything else in the niche that it just got attention. On top of that, AI generated content was a little bit new on Instagram at that point. Now it is a bit more popular. So that was a gap in the market in a way.
Okay, but now I also noticed that you only use three hashtags on each of your posts. Is there a reason why you just use three, or is that just a number that you arbitrarily just picked out?
Yeah, so basically we tested a bunch of different number of hashtags, etc. And for this account, this is the optimum number that was working really well. So the AI basically just tests a bunch of different things, and this was what was getting the best results.
Okay, now is this your own AI that you have that you've built?
This is the content is created and posted by AI. But the DMs,
What I'm
I
saying
control
is,
them manually.
but you created this AI, right? It's not something somebody can't just go to ChatGPT-4 and do this, right?
This was our own AI, and the only reason we built the AI is because ChatGPT is a bit too generic, because it has so much data about so many different things that it is too generic. And so it doesn't really create something, because everyone is using ChatGPT. You want to stand out and do something extremely unique. And my theory was, if this AI is only trained on content that went viral, then it can only possibly create something high quality, right? Not every post it creates goes viral. So we have five Instagram accounts, test accounts. So it posts on those test accounts, and one in five on average goes viral. So the one that does go viral, it downloads that post and reposts it to the main Instagram account that you see. So everything on here has been pre-tested by the AI.
So then, what is the official number for something to go viral? What is the real number?
A number in terms of likes or.
I mean, if somebody say, "Oh, well, this went viral," or "that went viral," well, what exactly is viral?
Brilliant. So I have a controversial kind of thing, which is I really don't care about likes or follows or any of it. I only care about sales. And so to me, everything else is kind of a vanity metric, because we don't really own the followers anyways. We don't have the email addresses of them. Like, email lists make a lot more sense. But social media followers, I don't really, I mean, I would rather have a customer base than a follower base. And so the website server that gets the sales on my website, that website server is connected to the AI server. So whenever there's a sale, the AI gets a notification about it. So that's how the AI gets real-time feedback about, out of those five posts, which of them got the most sales.
So if you're a new business owner, because I see it a lot, and I'm guilty of it a lot. When I first started, I was just like, "Oh, how many likes am I going to get? How many shares?" But my bank account was not growing. Until I had an interview with Mr. Brunson, and we talked about how you can't pay your mortgage with a like or a heart. So when you post something on your Instagram, what is your main goal? And once you post it, how do you get a sale from posting something?
Brilliant. It depends on the Instagram account that we're running, but for this account specifically that we're talking about today, it's really only the bio, and sometimes the Instagram story as well. But really, the Instagram bio is the core. It's the bio that shows people that this account is a. It basically promotes. It's a call to action, the bio, and then there's a link in bio that takes to the website. So that's how we're basically doing it.
Okay, but then because I see a lot of conflicting stories because I study, I'm a big studier, I like to learn, and a lot of people are saying, well, static pictures are no longer a popular thing on Instagram, but you're crushing it obviously with static pictures. So is static pictures still a thing, or is it now short form video?
So you're correct. Short form video is bigger of an opportunity. The only reason we focus on images is because it's very easy to make an AI, relatively easy, that makes images compared to video. Because with video, you have so many more variables. You have to make a character that speaks those words. You have to make a voice that is synced with the lip synced with the voice. There's just so much to do. Whereas images are just so much easier. But yeah, video is a bigger of an opportunity. You can build more trust with videos. So yeah, I agree.
So now, you know, because I tell everybody, you know, a lot of people talk about how AI is this and AI is that. I use it every day, but I use it as a tool. I don't use it as a crutch, and I use it as my assistant. You know, if my doctor has an assistant, my lawyer has an assistant, everybody I know has an assistant. So I use AI as an assistant, but I know that it's only good as the questions that I ask it. So how important is the inputs, or else you're going to get the same question, the same answers everybody else puts into AI. So talk about the importance of the questions that you ask it and the inputs.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially on tools like ChatGPT, which everyone else is using, there are really two things that determine how good AI works for you. One is the question that you ask, and the second thing is the data that the AI was trained on. And so the data that AI was trained on, that's why we built the AI on only viral content. It's only trained on viral content. As far as asking the questions, yeah, it's absolutely correct. The more data that you can give in that question, the better it performs. And one of the things we were testing that is currently doing well is you can take a script of a YouTube video that has gone extremely viral. And by over here, I mean 5 million views plus on a long form video, not a short form. And you take all of the words that were sent in that video and you copy and paste them into ChatGPT, and you ask ChatGPT to be inspired from this and make a more emotional / resonating version of this. And now the question you have asked is brilliant, because you have given it a formula that has already gone viral, and now you are just asking it to improve it further to add more value.
Then this is a technical question, obviously, but how do you copy that from YouTube? How do you download the description?
Yeah. So basically on, I don't know about phones, but I do it on the laptop. But basically when you view a video on a laptop, there's a button when you scroll below to view the transcript of that video. Okay. And then you can just copy all of it and paste it.
Okay. So guys, when I hang up today, I'm actually going to go do that. Cause like I said, I'm still learning. So now where do you see the world of affiliate marketing? Because I think affiliate marketing is probably the smartest thing that you can do. Because if all of a sudden one of my t-shirts is being seen by hundreds of people, they're going to be like, wait a minute, where'd you get that? Oh, yeah, well, here's the code. So for me, it's a no-brainer. So where do you see the future of affiliate marketing? And do you subscribe to, not same subscribe, but do you think that, you know, like Amazon has their own affiliates? There's like 1,000 affiliate programs out there. If you want to do the affiliate marketing, where would you go to start being an affiliate marketer?
Okay, so creating content to promote your affiliate link. Is that what you're saying?
No, if I don't have content, but I want to go out and find something that I like that I can sell. Where do you go look for that content to sell?
Yeah, brilliant. So you're basically looking for a product that you could promote, right?
Yeah, because a lot of people they don't want to make content. They don't like making content, but they might like, you know, they might find a product that they're willing to sell or push it out to other people. Like I'm a book reader, so I might go to Amazon Books and promote certain books that I like. So where do you find these affiliates?
Yeah. I have to say, to be honest, that it usually needs to be a digital product, just because physical products, the commissions are extremely low. Like on Amazon, I know that some of them are less than 1% commissions. Whereas if it is a digital product, for example, Shopify, I think they give 30% commissions, etc. When you have a digital product, then you can really give a lot of commissions. So I would say it's worth more of your time if you focus on a digital product, if possible. In terms of what digital product specifically, It depends on, so first of all, what medium do you want to use? Do you want to promote it to your friends or do you want to promote it on social media? If it's on social media, then the price really needs to be below $100 usually. There are exceptions, but normally below $100. If you're reaching out to people one-to-one, it can be cold email, it can be your friends, it can be Facebook, it can be anything. If it is one-to-one, then you can, it's probably better to have a high-priced product because you're probably not going to get that many number of sales. So then you need to raise the amount of commissions you're getting per sale.
Okay, so now let me ask you a question because you've been in the social media game a while. You've been on Instagram a while. You've learned the ins and the outs. You've gone through hundreds or thousands of computers that we talked about on your show. Yeah. So if somebody says, you know, Charlie, I want to start a YouTube. I'm not a YouTube. I want to start an Instagram page right today.
Yeah.
What would you tell them if they said, I want to start an Instagram page that's going to go viral very quick? What would you think? What would you suggest to them?
Okay, good. First question would be, would they create the content themselves or would they use AI for it?
Of course, everybody, I think, is if they're creating, they should be creating with AI because you can get answers within seconds instead of having to do hours and hours of research.
Yeah, brilliant. Now, if you're really mostly, because most people, I'm guessing, probably use some AI in their workflow, but it depends on some people use it a lot and some people use it only a little bit. But if you're 100% like me, if you're 100% using AI for everything, like in terms of creating the content, obviously it took a lot of time to build the AI, but now in terms of growing Instagram, if you're only using AI, then you have a lot of freedom because you can run 10 different Instagram accounts with 10 different content ideas, 10 different niches, and see which one performs the best. Whereas if you're doing mostly the work manually, then you really need to do something that you know is worthwhile because it is manual. So you don't have enough hours in a day to run 10 different accounts at a high quality. So in that case, if it is manual, then if you can find some sort of, I'm guessing that most adults have some sort of area of expertise. And so I would really focus on those things, especially if there is something that you know that most people don't know. If there is some sort of gap in the market, that would really help you out with the conversion rates of how much money you're making per like, per view of your content.
Okay,
so whatever stuff you've been working on for the last 10 years, that would be really something, a great starting point.
So then, you know, if somebody asks you, if you're at a conference or something, somebody asks you, hey, Charlie, what are the top three hottest niches right now on Instagram? What would your answer be?
Yeah, very good answer. Very good question as well. I say something which is, the money is in finance. And basically, if you talk about money, then you're the most likely to make money. YouTube gives you the most ad revenue if you talk about money. And also, because the thing, you know, there's a reason behind this, which is if you sell a financial product, then there is more of an ROI on it, right? If you charge $1,000, right, for a product that helps people make money, then they can see that, they can see the ROI in that. Whereas if it is something interior design, not to disrespect anyone, I'm not judging anyone, but I'm just saying that it's you have to really communicate the ROI in that. And some people are doing it really well. But I'm just saying for a beginner, if you can focus on the finance niche, that would be a great starting point.
Okay, so now if somebody wanted to work with you, if somebody, you know, just says, hey, Charlie, I'm not good at this AI stuff. I'm not good at this tech stuff. I want to work with you. How do you decide who you're going to work with and how do they find you?
Yeah. So basically, this is explained really well on a webpage, which is clubofemperors.com/pricing. And basically, two options. One option is DIY, where I basically give away every strategy that I have, and people can implement it themselves. That's $500 one time, no subscriptions, etc. And they have full access to everything, and they have one-on-one access to me for help. Now, I don't really gatekeep this. Anyone can join it. That's fine. But the other thing that we do is the done-for-you service, where we actually do the work for people. Over there, they can schedule a call, and we can discuss with that person who they are, etc. Because I can't help if you're I need to know that I can help you before you make the purchase.
So then, how do we find you? How do we get in touch with you again?
Yeah, clubofemperors.com/pricing is the webpage for that.
Okay. Thank now you. You also have a podcast, right?
Yeah. And we have actually done a podcast, as you said earlier. That's probably anyone who is listening to you out of any of my episodes, that's probably the one people should listen to, because it's the most relevant. It will be uploaded the same day as this episode. It's called the Club of Emperors podcast. It's available everywhere.
Okay. And Charlie, brother, I just want to say I'm so grateful for your friendship, man. I'm so happy to come on. I'm actually can't wait to log off. I'm actually going to go on to YouTube and I'm going to find out which one is Gary V's most downloaded episode. I'm going to go and I'm going to try to work on that and see how to work. Because like I said, I'm still learning. I mean, I do everything on my phone, but I have a laptop now. So I guess I got to try to figure out how to. I don't know how to copy and paste, but I guess I'm going to have to learn.
Yeah, let me tell you something. I was about to say it, but then I just forgot it for a while. Basically, there is a tool called HeyGen. You probably already know about it. It's basically an AI. It can make an AI clone of you. So you record a 2-minute clip of yourself, and then it basically becomes your AI clone. It can talk for videos for you. Now, the thing is, if you make a 10-minute YouTube video with that AI, in 10 minutes, people can notice that this was AI generated. Whereas if it is a YouTube short or a reel or a TikTok, and it's, for example, a 30-second video, and you only show your face for like 2 seconds, the rest of the video is B-roll, then you can't tell the difference in 2 seconds. And that's something crazy as well. So you get the script from the strategy that we were just talking about and the visuals with HeyGen.
How do you spell that?
So HeyGen is the tool.
Okay. So I'll make sure I put that in the liner notes so people can actually go check that out too.
Sure. Yeah. There are other ones out there as well, but I think this is the most accurate one.
All right. And so I appreciate I would, you.
On top of that, I would recommend doing a human voiceover just to make it feel more and more real. But yeah, everything else can be automated.
All right. And this is going to go out. This is going to go out next week. So it's probably going to be Tuesday. This is going to go out. So I'll send you everything. If you want me to send it through email, or I can send it through Instagram.
Yeah. Instagram @ of Emperors, just send me anything. I get a notification on my phone, so I can reply to your message quickly.
All right, Charlie, my brother, thank you so much. I appreciate you, and have a great week.
Same to you. Thank you very much for your time.
All right, brother. And guys, remember, vertical momentum, the only way to go is but up. Guys, we got a brand new website coming up. We got the new book coming out, so make sure you stay tuned. Charlie, brother, I love you. Have a great week.
Same to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you for joining us today. Please hit subscribe and share. Please feel free to leave us a comment.